This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank. This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
I want to introduce you to somebody who's just joined me in the studio. Good morning, Grant Dixon.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Now, you're a local resident. Been up here for around about 6 years?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
And where did you come from originally?
Originally, Sydney was where I spent most of my time, but I've lived most places around the world.
hang on a second. Whoa. You just threw that line away. You just said, oh, I've lived in most places around the world. How the hell did you live in most places around the world?
Well, I was in engineering, aeronautical engineering, for quite a while.
Okay.
And had an engineering business myself in over in Europe.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's how you travelled around the place?
Played a bit of basketball as well.
Oh, okay, because you're fairly tall.
Yeah.
Now, you said you grew up in Sydney, did you?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
Southern suburbs, the Cronulla Shire.
Panania?
Yeah, okay. Well, I was a Cronulla boy, then off to the eastern suburbs for the last 5 years.
Yeah, I grew up in a place called Panania. You know that, on the East Hills line there, Padstow,
yes,
Reevesby, Panania.
Yes.
And, of course, when we went surfing, we went to Cronulla. We used to catch the train. And I remember the last train from Cronulla to Panania was 4:27. And if you missed that one, it was a call to the parents. Anyway, you grew up in there. So how does a fella who grew up in Sydney, engineering and lived in most places in the world, and has lived in Port Douglas for 6 years, come up with a website, an alternative to the big players like Expedia and Booking.com?
Well, probably more through the engineering side. I looked at the current system and I found that when I was travelling and trying to book something, I was always channeled through the larger companies. I could never actually find the hotel where I wanted to stay because they dominated the space, really. And as social media grew, it became very apparent to me that there was no common connection for people to find a hotel's information. So I built a platform that put together their social media. All the things that the big boys didn't have, I put onto the platform, the social media, so your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, email, contactable email address, website, and phone number.
So you could actually contact these places?
Correct,
Because you're right. If you go to the website and try to find the places, immediately it comes up with the big boys.
Precisely. And you can't actually get to the hotelier unless you spend a lot of time looking through. So accommodationbutton.com is about putting all of the details that the big boys don't have onto a platform that someone, any person looking for accommodation, can go to the platform, have a map view of where they're going, and then everyone's listed there and they can go to their social media, their phone calls or website or whatever.
Now, the immediate question when you say that is, you are shooting them away to the actual location of the accommodation or whatever it is. So what's in it for you?
Well, the business model that the large companies run on is a commission-based model. And that was all very good. That came about earlier on in the days when software was very expensive and there's not a lot of people using the internet. So our business model's different. We both just run off a membership, an annual membership, and we supply all the facilities for a membership fee.
And what is the fee?
$250 a year.
$250? Is that all?
That's all. That's all it is, yeah.
And for that, people coming to the website can actually get in touch then with the person who's delivering whatever the product is, whether it's what you're talking, just accommodation?
No, we're branching now into tour operators have fallen into the same trap. They're all losing commissions now. The commission structure is getting quite insidious in the depths that it goes into in a small community. Port Douglas, for example, loses, just on an average price, will lose over $3 million a year, in excess of $3 million a year, out of Port Douglas.
$3 million?
Yeah. Yeah, if you have an average fee that goes out in commissions for an average unit is about $20,000 a year. Now, there's 150 accommodation places in Port Douglas, and that equates to over $3 million a year. Now, $3 million a year will go a long way, but when it's injected back into the town.
Back into the economy.
Yeah, exactly.
So what response are you getting from people? I would say if I was running a small business, I'd be calling Grant Dixon right now and saying, sign me up for $250 a year and help me. And then obviously it's an alternative to these people, but you would think in the future, if this works really well for local businesses, they could wean themselves off the big boys.
Well, the big boys are important. They need to have those for the global coverage and, you know, people who come from overseas and that sort of thing. But in a local market, rural and regional Australia around the country is is losing a lot of money to the booking platforms that it goes out and commissions. So, yeah, the alternative is to collectively work together as a big unit so that they can easily be found on the internet and people can easily access them.
Yeah. So you're right. I mean, we do need some of those bigger booking companies, and they're very convenient when we want to do something overseas or whatever. But when we think local, we should be thinking local with a capital L.
Yeah, totally. The local community is the most important thing that rural Australia has, and everywhere's local. Wherever you go, it's local. When you're on holidays, you want to be involved with the local community. You want to build your rapport with the hotels, etc., that you're staying at.
Mm. Yeah. Now, Greg has just sent me, he said, whatif.com, I think, when was that sold? It was something like around about, 2011, 2012?
Yes.
For $703 million for the original founders, so that would give you a lot of travel. Graham Wood, the founder, now is the backer of Guardian in Australia.
No, yes. When did the environmental movement after that?
Yeah. Did he?
Or with that, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Apparently that was sold in 2014. Thank you, Greg. So there's big money in these companies, isn't there?
There is. There's a lot of cash flows through them.
Do they pay tax on that money?
I don't know their accountancy procedures, but there's a lot of things.
Oh, gee whiz. That is a lot of money going out of the Douglas Shire, a lot of money going out of Australia, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You multiply that across the number of regional areas and the cities in Australia, and it is billions of dollars a year goes out of Australia. It's not paid tax on. There's no GST paid on it. And it's just money for these guys for doing very little.
So how are you going with membership, and what are you doing to get that membership up?
Well, it's quite surprising. When I launched this about 8 months ago, we were getting about 100 people a month to the website. Last month, we topped over 7,000.
Whoa.
So in 8 months, we've gone from virtually nothing to a platform that people are actually looking at and using. We're updating it every few weeks. We upgrade different functions, different aspects of it,
yes,
because we know we've got a long way to go with the development of it, because we're a small fish trying to, you know, deal with the big fish.
Yeah.
But the plans are all straightforward and coming together very well.
Yeah. Now, local businesses, how many in the Douglas Shire?
Well, we'd have over 60 on board.
60 on board already?
Yeah, 40 to 60. We've got tour operators, we've got accommodation outlets and some shops and retail on board as well.
I know there'd be some people listening to the radio right now saying, give me Grant Dixon's phone number. Please give me his phone number. What is it?
They can contact me on my mobile, which is 0402 982 811. You can go to the website, which is accommodationbutton.com, or type into Google commission-free accommodation. We're number one on that platform. And email is gdixon@admedia.com.au.
They can find you somewhere, can't they?
Yeah, they absolutely can.
I've been saying this for a while. Why hasn't an Australian website platform got going on this? And blow me down if you don't come out and say, Paul, I'm doing just that. Because, look, it must be incredibly expensive to set up.
It's cost an amount of money, and we're happy to look at investors if anyone's interested in getting involved.
Well, it could be that you are offered $730 million for your button.
That'd be good, but I don't think that'll happen.
No. But so you're doing it out of Port Douglas?
Yes.
But it's an Australia-wide thing?
Australia and New Zealand. We've just gone into New Zealand.
Oh, you've gone to New Zealand as well.
Just gone into New Zealand now.
And this is coming out of Port Douglas.
Port Douglas. It was conceived while I was travelling. I put it together. I've written the whole application here in Port Douglas and done most of the marketing here from Port Douglas around Australia and New Zealand.
I think it's worth giving that mobile again, and it's worth giving that website again.
Website's accommodationbutton.com and the mobile's 0402 982 811.
Grant Dixon, thank you for coming in. We've recorded this. We'll put it up on our podcast because I think a lot of local businesses would be interested in what you're doing. If they don't know about it now, they should know about it. And we fully support you because we support local. And although this is an Australia-wide and New Zealand now, it is coming out of Port Douglas. You are a local.
Born and bred here. Yep.
Yep.
Not me, the program.
The program. And it's funny, you know, some people... Do you consider yourself a local?
Look, I've been... very much I do. I started coming here in 76. I was only 18 and I was a mad diver. And I fell in love with Port Douglas back then. I think there was 170-odd people here, and I'm sure 180 of them were fleeing the law from down south. It was a very different place.
A little bit like Cooper Pedy in South Australia. They all head to there.
But I've watched it grow and move, you know, from virtually nothing to where it is today, and I can see a big future if the town works together as a unit.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. And you know, that's where we've seen people in this town try to play the old divide and conquer card, and yep. I don't believe in that.
No, and this is a key point in our platform. It brings everyone together onto a platform. So they've got their social media there, they've got their accommodation, they've got all the contacts that they need, and it's the first platform where people aren't, it's not about competition, it's about bonding everyone together. And I just want to say one thing there, Paul, is that each ad space that we have on our platform comes with its own unique search engine optimized components that enable you to manipulate your site into the space you wanted on the internet. Now, the big boys actually charge you extra percentages to do that, whereas with us, it's all catered for in the same package.
Grant, congratulations, mate. We fully support you any way we can, mate.
Thank you.
Well done. Grant Dixon there.